It seems like there's been a trend in terms of trials in metastatic disease to focus more on progression-free survival than response rate or survival. Am I reading sort of that correctly?
Yeah, I think that's true. And the reason for that is complex. First, there is an appreciation that clinical improvement with response is a relatively soft endpoint for most patients. They really would like to live longer and live free of cancer longer. Secondly, there has been this theoretical argument that newer drugs that target the vasculature might not actually contribute to response so much as they may simply delay progression. And so some of the drugs that are thought to be inhibitors of tumor differentiation or drugs that might slow down angiogenesis, it has been argued that you might see improvement in progression-free survival without objective response difference. So for instance, with bevacizumab, in the phase 2 trials in renal cell cancer, there were hardly any responses, but there was a dose-dependent difference in time to progression where the cancer was clearly delayed at the higher doses of drug, even though very, very few patients had objective response. Interestingly, that has not as yet been the case with the more traditional solid tumors. In the lung, colon, and breast studies, the improvement in progression-free survival has been more or less matched by improvements in response rate. What's lacking for the bevacizumab studies, all of them to date, is really a predictive marker of which patients are likely to benefit and which are not. So we don't have a marker like estrogen receptor or like HER2 that would identify patients who are more likely to respond or not. In the trial of capecitabine plus or minus bevacizumab, they looked at baseline levels of VEGF expression that did not seem to correlate with response or outcome in that initial trial. But of course, that was a negative trial, so it's hard to know what to infer about that negative result.